The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio, as I host my program Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and WRFD and 104.5 FM. But also, it is 5 p.m. in Washington, D.C., as I have the privilege of simulcasting on WAVA 105.1 FM and guest host for my dear friend Don Crow, a legend in Christian radio, and I'm not being funny. Don Crow really is. And it is just a distinct honor and privilege to guest host for Don when he's away from the microphone occasionally. And then I get to do my own program as well. What could be better? Anyway, whether you're listening in Ohio or Washington, D.C. or Virginia or Maryland or wherever you may be listening, welcome. Here is my telephone number. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I just came across something that has just shaken me to the core. The United States Conference of Mayors recently finished their 89th annual meeting, and one of the heads is from here in Ohio, Nan Whaley, the mayor of Dayton, Ohio, who is also running for governor here in the state of Ohio. She was one of the grand poobahs of the annual meeting, and as is the case with any meeting like this, they adopted resolution after resolution after resolution after resolution. I was just made aware of Resolution 68, adopted by the United States Conference of Mayors, and it deals with critical race theory. Now, let me make a statement, and let me make it as strongly as I possibly can. If critical race theory, CRT, honestly, genuinely united us racially, politically, I would be all over it and I would support it fully. If critical race theory really helped minorities, people of color, if it truly, genuinely helped minorities and people of color, I would support it 100%. If critical race theory actually promoted real equality and real equity, I'd be all over it. I'd be standing on the mountaintop singing the praises of critical race theory. But I believe it is one of the most divisive things to come along in not only American politics, but world politics in possibly generations. Critical race theory is going to rip us apart as Americans. It already has, and it's going to continue. And that's why I am so opposed to it. Critical race theory comes, as many of you know, straight out of Marxism. I mean, really, do a little research. Please don't believe me. I tell my listeners that all the time. Don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself. It has its roots in Marxism. And it is a tool of the progressive liberal left. And here's something else I say constantly. Everything the liberal left touches, it kills. It destroys. Critical race theory comes from the political, ideological left. And I believe it's going to destroy everything it touches, including and maybe especially our school system. I'm looking at the resolution, and I don't often read lengthy quotes. Hey, this is radio. It's hard to, you know, keep people's attention, people tuning in, tuning out. Would you please do me a favor? Hang with me as long as you can. I know some of you are in your car and you're getting home, and you're arriving at your destination. Stick with me as long as you can, because I want to read some quotes from this resolution about critical race theory. And then I hope you have enough common sense to realize how incredibly divisive and dangerous this is from their own resolution. All right. Enough of my thoughts, at least for now. Let me read to you. In support of critical race theory in public K through 12 education, resolution number 68. Now, I'm going to quote this directly. All right. Whereas critical race theory, CRT, is the practice of interrogating the role of race and racism in society, in which racism can be seen across systemic, institutional, and interpersonal levels operating over the course of time and across generations. And here's where it starts. Listen carefully. Whereas historical racism and racist systems have caused de jure and de facto discrimination against people of color and have created racial inequities in all facets of life in the United States. And these racial inequities continue to the present day. All facets, every part of life in the United States is racist. I just read it. Racial inequities in all facets of life in the United States. Let's see, what about the NFL? We're over 70% of all the athletes, who are all millionaires, by the way, over 70% are black. Is that racist? Well, maybe because there aren't a whole lot of white players in the NFL. So in other words, the second paragraph of this resolution indicts all of America, and I'm quoting, all facets of life in the United States are racist. What a way to begin a conversation on unity. That's the second paragraph. It gets worse, but I'm coming up on a break. If you want to print this off yourself, go to usmayors.org, usmayors.org, and just pull up good old resolution number 68. I'll have my engineer look it up and post it on Facebook and Twitter here in just a few minutes. It is incredible. It's no longer in the closet. It's no longer in secret. I've got much more to share when we return. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Now, this document may not shock you, but it certainly shocks me. It's Resolution 68 from the 89th Annual United States Conference of Mayors, and it's in support of critical race theory being taught in public K through 12 education. Now, I've got people hanging on the phone lines. If you're on the phones, please be patient, but I've got to read a little bit more of this resolution. Let me get right back to it. Quote, whereas the basic tenets of CRT are as follows. And then it gives us four basic tenets of critical race theory. Number one, and I quote, recognition that race is not biologically real. Say what? Huh? What? Recognition that race is not biologically real. But is socially constructed and socially significant as a product of social thought not connected to biological reality. So the melanin, I think that's it, in your skin has nothing to do with biology. You know, one of the beautiful things about race is diversity. Now, well, anyway, all right. Number two, acknowledgement that racism, listen to this carefully, and I'm quoting, acknowledgement that racism is a normal feature of society. It's normal. But only if you're of a certain race. We'll get to that in just a moment. Acknowledgement that racism is a normal feature of society and is embedded within systems and institutions like the legal system that replicate racial inequality, meaning that racist incidents are not aberrations. Can I repeat that? Racist incidents are not aberrations, but instead manifestations of structural and systemic racism. Three, rejection of popular understandings about racism, including claims of meritocracy. That's where people are rewarded according to merit, what they accomplish, what they do. People are rewarded by their accomplishments. That's bad. That's bad. Being rewarded for your accomplishment is bad, according to critical race theory. Claims of meritocracy, colored blindness, and arguments that confine racism, and I'm quoting, to a few bad apples. Now, according to critical race theory, everybody's a racist. Well, if you're white. If you're white, you're a racist. Period, point blank, end of discussion. You can't help it. You're white. You are a racist, according to CRT. It's not just a few bad apples. They're all racist, according to this. In recognition that the systemic nature of racism, which is codified in law, do you have any idea how many laws there are in the books to combat racism? Like the Civil Rights Act of 1964, that was passed not by the left-leaning Democrats, but by Republicans. Codified in law, embedded in structures, and woven into public policy, bears primary responsibility for reproducing racial inequality. So in other words, the whole system is bad. The whole legal system in America is bad. The whole thing. It is corrupt to the core, and it's got to be torn down, and we've got to start from fresh all over. That is what they are saying. So all of the progress that we have made in the last 60, 70 years, forget it, no good. No, the whole thing's got to be blown up. Let me skip because I'm going to run out of time here. Whereas this evolving malleable practice critiques how the social construction of race and institutionalized racism perpetuated a racial caste system that relegates people of color to the bottom tiers. Now, if you've heard people discuss the controversy about critical race theory, you have probably heard people say what it says is ultimately, if you're white, you are an oppressor. If you are black or a person of color, you are the oppressed. Now, it doesn't make any difference. Your social status, where you're at economically, it doesn't make any difference. If you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're black, you're the oppressed. Well, what about the white family living in the hills of West Virginia that are still living with dirt floors and they have no food to eat? Well, if they're white, they're oppressors. Well, what about if you're a black athlete and you're worth $148 million and you have six mansions around the world? Well, if you're black, you're the oppressed. This is what this is why I'm so opposed to this. Does this give hope to minority kids? No, critical race theory is telling minority kids, you're doomed. If you're black, you're doomed. You're part of a racial caste system and you're on the bottom rung. You might as well forget trying to get ahead because you are a minority and you are doomed. How in the world is that going to help anybody? A caste system that relegates people of color to the bottom tiers and recognizes that race intersects with other identities, including sexuality and, of course, gender identity. One more real quick. And then I promise after the break, I'll come to the phones. Byron and Janet, please be patient. I'll come to you. Whereas CRT recognizes that racism is not a bygone relic of the past, but instead acknowledges that the legacy of slavery, segregation, and the imposition of second-class citizenship on people of color continues to permeate the social fabric of this nation. It absolutely rejects all of the progress that we have made and says we are a hopeless, racist nation. It permeates the very fabric of our nation. This is so wicked. This is so evil. This is so destructive. This is so divisive. And this is what the United States Conference of Mayors wants your kids to be taught in our nation's public schools. They want the white kids in America to be told, you are a racist. They want the black kids in America to be told, you're hopeless. Because of the color of your skin, you might as well just forget it. This is so wicked, so evil, so distorted. But I want to hear from you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.